I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Cakes and I were just talking about during the break, like in the pantheon of sports radio topics on the Junkies. Mm-hmm. Definitely the leaders in the clubhouse, at least in the last decade. Name change, stadium.
Yeah. Yep.
But Terry McLaurin's climbing up the rankings, and you got to talk about it because it continues. Cake said there's a new tweet from Diana Rossini.
Oh, I'm going to read it right now. Drumbeat gets louder. This is from 25 minutes ago. Diana Rossini from The Athletic. The Jets are among several teams monitoring the trade market for potential wide receiver additions, per sources. The 49ers and Vikings are also making calls. So there's an active wideout trade market right now in the NFL. So even though I'm pretty resolute that Terry's going to be here for week one wearing a Commanders uniform, if there's no end in sight and Peters just wants this to be done and get some assets in return for Terry McLaurin, the market is ripe for it to happen.
All right, can I throw out a hypothetical for our listeners?
Sure.
Okay, to chime in. Can you open up the lines from where you are, Valdez? I know Drab's running around. Here's my hypothetical. Regardless of the return, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I guess regardless is a little unfair. Barring getting another receiver of his caliber this year, do you consider trading Terry McLaurin a disaster? I personally do. I don't care if you get a first rounder, a second rounder, a third rounder, 100 first rounders. I consider trading him for future assets a disaster. Now, if you get another receiver of a similar ilk, and then we could still because it hurts us this year.
I just have a hard time seeing a similar receiver right. in skill set to Terry coming back in a deal.
That's not
plausible. You're going to get a downgrade.
You're going to get a downgrade, or you're going to get a different position. You're going to get like a Freiermuth or somebody. I would argue you don't even need. But or people are going to be all these nerds are going to be all excited about future picks. Mm-hmm. I don't care about the future picks. That's if we trade Terry McLaurin, in my opinion, unless you get a receiver equal value or similar this year, it nukes our season. It really significantly damages our chances
definitely
for success.
Definitely hampers you for
and
this
I think
season.
It's a disaster.
I don't think it's a great move, at least for the 2025 season.
It's a terrible move for the 2025 season. I don't care about next season. We might all be dead.
I think it is likely a disaster, EB. Likely a disaster, but Jaden Daniels has shown that he's special, and I mentioned this, I believe, yesterday. The narrative on the Bills and Josh Allen last year was they were going to miss Stephon Diggs, and they weren't going to be able to overcome it. Not only did they lose Diggs, they lost their number two receiver in Gabe Davis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And last I checked, Buffalo was pretty good last year, and Josh Allen won the MVP.
Maybe Luke McCaffrey will all of a sudden turn into his brother. Maybe Jalen Lane will all of a sudden turn into the steal of the draft. I find that unlikely, though.
But Valdez threw this out earlier, kind of jokingly, but you might become a ground-and-pound team, and you lean on Debo as your number one guy, and you go heavy tight ends.
I think that makes us very one-dimensional not as successful.
I've gotten to the point now where I'm looking up street free agent wide receivers for the Commanders to possibly look into.
Well, they got
if
him.
They were to deal Terry McLaurin.
They got him. They got Michael Gallup. KJ Osborne.
Right.
This Moore guy that drops everything.
They have enough street level free agent
We got
types.
A bunch of those guys. Yeah. And then we got young guys. The only one that I'm excited about at this point is actually Jalen Lane.
My kingdom for Deami Brown. to have him back.
Yeah.
He had a good year last year. Parlayed it into a $10-plus million deal in Jacksonville.
Noah Brown has already managed to make himself forgettable because he can't stay on the field. And I think when he's on the field, he's pretty good.
He's pretty solid.
I like him when he's on the field.
He has a hard time staying healthy.
But you don't even think about him. I don't know. I think it's a disaster regardless of what they recoup if they trade Terry. And I understand why they might trade him, because they don't see an end in sight.
But it is interesting that just in the last, 45 minutes, there have been two separate reports about teams that are
inquiring,
sniffing around about veteran wideouts.
Right, who's leaking that?
I have no idea. But his name might rhyme with Muddy Schmaker. Maybe.
I have no idea.
Possibly.
All right, let's go 800-636-1067. I know a lot of guys out there that are big into salary caps, and they're big into draft assets and tanking, that they'd be fine with getting a bunch of future picks.
All right,
Terry.
I'm just going to throw out a name. Maybe this guy is full blown washed.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper.
I know, we keep talking about him.
Can we pick up can we bring him in for a tryout? Can anybody bring him in?
Does anybody?
He's 31.
He's 31 years old.
Does anybody think he's near what Terry is at this point?
No. I'm grasping.
Yeah.
I'm grasping. It's called contingency plans, backup plans.
Right.
In case something with Terry goes awry.
Let's
go. I still think he's going to be there week one.
Let's go to Sam in Fairfax. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I'm all over the place on this. I'm very emotional. I'm like Terry.
But you were at 95% on your Terry-o-meter. I just put
that was
a picture of the Terry-o-meter up at Junks Radio. You can chime in. It's kind of our second Surfside poll of the day.
I'm a little schizophrenic on it. Let's go to Sam. Sam, what's up?
Good morning, my brothers. How are you today?
Hey, what's doing up? Great. What's up, man?
Well, I think it's an unmitigated disaster for Terry McLaurin, and I'll tell you why. Terry is beloved at this time, and that's slipping away. And he is in a position to be the next Beamish, to be the next Doc Walker here in this marketplace.
I think that's still in play. If they sign him, we'll forget. Fans will forget.
He's jeopardizing it. He's jeopardizing it, man. E.B., let me ask you this. You had a girl that you loved so very, very much. She hurt you.
Right. Hey, B-Mitch, I love Brian. Brian went to play for the Giants and Eagles.
Is it ever the same?
Yeah, Brian went to play for the Giants and Eagles.
E.B. brings up a great point. And the other point I'd say about this is Doc Walker in particular and B-Mitch played in different times. They didn't make this level of money. Terry McLaurin's not going to have to go into radio.
No, not unless he really loves the medium. Which
I'm not saying that
radio.
They had to, but they didn't make $30 million.
Dude, 30? He's got him at, what did he make so far?
He's grossed $56 million in his career.
Grossed $56 million.
Right.
That's a lot of freaking
money.
A lot of dough.
I mean, maybe Terry McLaurin gets into radio like Doc Walker and B-Mitch, but I just don't see it.
It's impossible that Terry McLaurin reduces himself to doing radio.
I never understood guys look how much Johnny Dawkins made to get into the coaching grind, or Patrick Ewing to get those guys to get into the coaching grind.
That's love of the game, though.
That is a love of the game, but that's a grind, dude. That is a freaking grind. That always kind of shocked me. But let's just get back to this situation. Has Terry, what he's kind of insinuating, has he hurt his
status?
That's like appeal
goodwill
for fans, the goodwill. How much of it has he hurt in this position?
I think he's hurt.
How much does it go away? When they signs, it goes away right away.
I think when he catches his first touchdown, it
goes away right away.
Yeah. What would kill him is, what would really lose his goodwill is, if it does extend into the season, they lose, he signs, he comes back, and then he tears his ACL. Well, then fans are going to resent him.
Well, I'll be honest. I support Terry. I want him to get what he can get.
You're starting to resent him a little?
No, but if he sat out games and we started losing, we could have lost to the Giants, I would be bitter.
I've deemed it physically impossible to lose to the Giants. Did you forget? Have you forgotten that?
Yeah, you do that all the time. It ends up screwing us.
Up in my dumb face.
Yeah, I mean.
No more one-sided bets, though. I have learned that lesson.
Yeah. I don't know,
man. Going to smoke the Giants week one. With or without Terry McLaurin.
You know, just sort of. let's go. I'm going to go to Reggie. Oh, let's go.
Clip that one.
Clip it up.
Let's go to Reggie in Charlotte. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Do you consider if they ultimately did just bite on one of these offers and they trade Terry, do you consider that a disaster? I don't care what they get in return unless they get like a freaking premier receiver this year. I consider it a disaster.
There's no way that a team that is in the market for a veteran wide receiver right. is going to trade you back any wide receiver of note.
Well, here's how you possibly could. A Brandon Ayuk who is disgruntled, coming off an injury, is an elite receiver when healthy.
Now, if
that's
if
a scenario,
that,
right?
Because he's not going to start the season on time. But then again, still,
but you get an elite
it
receiver.
Still hampers you for this season. It handcuffs you a little bit.
He's going to be a play this year, right?
But I think he's starting on the PUP list.
So, right, so he misses 6 weeks.
Yeah,
I'd rather have an injured Brandon Ayuk than I don't know, some bum at some other position.
You're probably not into Pat Freiermuth.
And he's boys with Jaden. They are boys.
Yeah.
They're tight.
Yeah, he's boys with Sam Hartman, too.
Who is?
Jaden.
Yeah, but Sam Hartman is going to be driving a UPS truck
I know,
up
my
and
point.
Down my street literally, in 6 weeks.
The only way.
And Ayuk is not.
Hey, Jaden should hire Hartman as his Uber driver to and from the bubble.
Yeah. So Hartman's a guy that will do radio. Or TV. You know what? He'll do TV.
He'll do modeling.
Yeah, he's not going to do radio. You think Hartman's going to do radio?
He's a TV guy. He's a TV guy. Reggie, you know what? He's probably going to be like minimum like some regional sports network.
100%.
Right?
He's a heartthrob.
Sam Hartman, way too good looking.
Yeah, he's going to be doing games for like the ACC network or something.
Yeah, it's a Big Ten network, something like that.
He'll be doing college football.
Yeah.
Yeah, for something like that, one of those. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. Reggie, what's up?
Hey, enjoy the show. Thank y'all for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, man.
And I had this opinion for a couple of weeks because I held Terry on a real, real high pedestal as being like the captain, commander, the culture guy, what have you. And for him to do the Eastern Motors where your job is your credit thing, for him to like have the holdout and then the hold in and then the fake ankle injury, if they're trading him where we're getting draft assets, and I hear you, EB, I understand. But
I want help this year, buddy. I don't care about next year.
I know and I hear you. However, we've got a franchise quarterback who's going to be here for a long time. We've got a very minimal number of draft picks going into next year. So if somebody were to put together a really, really good draft package where we get good assets back, you're not going to get top-notch assets. But if you got good draft assets back and you can build young talent around Jaden Daniels going into his contract coming up in the next couple of years, and you got good young talent, and you could build a good nucleus around Jaden Daniels with that trade package for Terry McLaurin, absolutely I would listen to it because I don't want a disgruntled Terry McLaurin. And I agree with the previous caller saying that his legacy would be great if he would sign a contract, and then he could be like, if you guys remember Matthew Slater in New England, he was like 36, 37 signing one-year deals with New England because he was such a great guy in the locker room, and they just kept signing him to veteran contracts because he was such a good influence. All right, he just played special teams. So Terry could be that, and then years from now, he can be on billboards doing all types of things in the D.C. area because he's so beloved. But now what he's doing is he's ruining that, and you got a lot of callers calling in saying, his legacy is starting to get tarnished because he's pulling this.
All right, let me ask you this, Reggie. I hear you.
Sure.
What would you – okay, so you're Terry McLaurin. I just turned you into a silly 4-3, 40 guy. You had – how many touchdowns? 13 touchdowns last year. You know, you're in the middle of a pretty remarkable career. You think your value is $33 million because guys of your caliber are getting that. They're only offering you $24 million, and they're not budging. What do you do?
So what I need to do is, and EB, I'm glad you asked that. All athletes, and I never played football. I played Division I college basketball. But all athletes need to realize what lane that they're in. And at some point in time, either father time, a change of regime, which is what Terry is going through,
right.
Or injury or whatever, is going to come for you and is going to say, yeah, you're good, but you're not elite. Yeah, you're very good, but you're not otherworldly. And so when you are good or very good and you're asking for elite or otherworldly money, that's when you get out of lane.
You don't think the 33 is a fair ask? If you took
not for Terry, no, because listen, it's not his fault. His parents procreated and made him whenever they did. He's 30 years old. It's not his fault. That's when he was born. At 30 years old, that applies to all NFL. Nobody says, man, this is his year 25 year. We're looking for him to step back.
Right, because you're in your prime at 25.
Right. No.
Yeah, understood. Yeah, understood. But so what do you do, though?
At 30.
So you would take you would take what you think is like way below your value?
So but it's his value and what a team value. The team is always going to win. Because what Terry needs to realize is that Terry is, in the grand scheme of all football players, he's a dime a dozen. I can find another third round kid. And if y'all remember, Jake Rudin and his regime drafted him just to come in to be like a special teams culture guy. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't a first round, otherworldly, super elite,
right.
regarded guy. So what that's
but through hard work and perseverance, he became that guy.
Indeed, he became that guy. But he only rose to right now what he's doing, and other callers have said this. You can get 1,000 yards as a receiver in a pass-happy league where it is now. So, yeah, he had 13 touchdowns. Yeah, he gets over 1,000 yards. That's fine. But he's a third-round wide receiver that we got. He ascended to be very good.
You're kind of disrespecting. We could bring up a lot of statistics like contested catches. He was huge for him.
Yards per route run. I mean, there's a lot of metrics.
I don't think it's fair to hold it. So Tom Brady's a six-round quarterback then. No. I just don't think you can hold that draft.
Is done.
I think what he's trying to say is, look, nowadays there are a lot of wide receivers out there who can get 1,000 yards.
Well, that's true. I don't disagree with that. But he's trying to kind of slander him a little bit by calling him a third round.
He was diminishing him
with that. But I agree. There's a lot of guys that could, you know, like rushing for 1,000 yards isn't that big a deal.
Yes, 1,000 yards receiving nowadays is not a big deal.
Understand. But I think we all saw, at least I thought it was, the questions have been erased. Is Terry a legit one? I think he's I don't think there's any question he's a legit one. Is he a top 15 one or below 15? That we can argue. But is he a legit number one receiver? That's been proven. I don't care what round he was drafted in.
No longer need to be asked about him.
Yeah.
It's not
even
close.
All right, 800-636-1067. If good calls come through, we'll bang them out. Don't go in.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. You know, different than a month ago as we talk about this Terry McLaurin situation. He's not doing yoga classes anymore with regular donks.
I haven't seen one of those pictures of
because
him
he's
about
going
town.
He's going to the park and he's doing meetings and all that stuff.
I'm intrigued by yoga, not to the point of doing it. I'm intrigued by the health benefits, but have yet to take the step.
Yoga's great.
I know what
it's
you
hard.
Probably wouldn't do. My wife just started teaching a new class, hot yoga.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if I were going to take the step into yoga, it would be regular temperature yoga first.
I went with my daughter to there's a place called, it's a new chain. They had it in Ithaca. It's called I want to say Hot Box, but it's not a Hot Box, but it's essentially... It's a bunch of saunas, and inside each sauna, they have video screens, and you take a class in the sauna.
So it's almost like personalized Pelotons.
But you could do it with like three or four people. And so she was like, she and all her girlfriends, they all joined, and they were going all the time. It was a big social thing. And she's like, I want mom to go with me and do the whatever class. And she's, Dad, I want you to go too. And they went into like a hot, it wasn't quite yoga. It was basically like hot stretching.
Okay.
After 1 minute, I just laid my towel out and I just slept. It was too
That's
hard.
It's good that you fell asleep.
It was too much. I just wanted to be. I like being in a sauna and just listening to music. I'm not interested in doing all the exercise.
Cakes, did you retire from Peloton?
Currently retired. I'm retired from Peloton. Even though I'm still paying like $40 a month. Yeah,
that's the thing about
that's a life leak.
Massive life leak. Yeah.
You should put that Peloton up on the Facebook Marketplace.
I probably should. I
should put mine.
That's a good idea.
Two set up downstairs, and I've started coming in here.
You're using them?
No, I've been using the treadmill, but I think you can do a guest account. I've used it before, like a couple years ago when I would use the gym here. Maybe I should start doing the Peloton.
It's fun for a while. I was getting so dehydrated from that too, because it was just, you sweat so much.
Yeah.
When you do it, it's like
you're allowed to drink while you're doing it.
I have a hard time
staying hydrated.
They definitely did something that worked for me, in that you see like your class rank, and I didn't want to be like in the bottom 50%. I don't aspire to be like top 5%.
Well, you could also 5%. Be out of that. You could opt out.
Okay,
of that.
I probably didn't hit any options.
I opted out of the leaderboard stuff.
I just remember I can't be losing to 7-year-old donks.
I'm out on the leaderboard thing. Peloton had its peak, right? When everyone was home and COVID. Doing all that stuff. But then, remember like a couple donks like died on the treadmill or something. They had some weird stuff happen. And I still think it's a spot. Like, those instructors were becoming, like, icons. They were, like, super
like
famous.
Like celebs. Like radio-level celebrities, but still celebrities.
I would say maybe bigger. Like, they were like YouTubers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? They were, like, pretty popular. I just don't know what percentage of people are still doing Peloton. I just feel like it's not nearly as
there was definitely
hot
a,
as it was.
I feel like there was a fitness show on Bravo or something where they followed kind of, like, trainers that became like celebs because they were teaching Soul Cycle or whatever.
Boring.
Right.
Not interested.
I think Kicks should try yoga. I think you should try it. It's hard.
I know it's
You're
difficult.
Not very flexible though, right?
That's why it'd be good for him.
That's why I need to do it. Inflexible and I have bad balance.
How close are you to touching your toes? Like if you stood up now.
Again, it's tough.
Could you get past your calves?
I think I could eventually get there, but it's going to take a while.
Let me see. All right, Cakes is going to try and touch his toes here.
Let me get out of the way.
Where do you need? Over here?
Go over there. If you're watching on Monumental.
If I pull my hamstring.
Hang on. I want to make sure Monumental gets the shot.
Hold on, Cakes.
Cakes is stretching before
it's
the stretch.
It's your hamstring that gets you there. I don't know what you're doing, quad stretch.
All right. I think Drab isn't very good at it.
I'm not very good at it.
It's not.
Is that about it?
He's creeping. He's about 6 inches from the toes. Oh, I think he's going to get there.
Yeah, but he's kind of bending the knees the more he's going.
Oh, is he?
Cheating? Yeah, he's cheating.
Hey,
the only reason why he's getting there is because
Get a sit and reach box.
What is that?
You never did a sit and reach in school where you had down, you had a box, and it measured how far you could reach in front of you?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Your flexibility?
No, I don't remember
we
that.
We didn't do that. Yeah. We did, I guess, they're bringing back the Presidential Fitness Award.
Yes.
Yeah. These legs are not.
Sit and reach was a part of that.
This body is not built for stretching.
Yeah.
It's built for specific things. It's built to run 3.5 miles at like 10 mile per hour pace. That's what this body is designed for.
Can I say something about Kate? I'm going to say this.
10-minute mile pace, not 10 mile an hour pace.
10-minute-ish mile.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if I'm really feeling
10 miles an hour is.
I can get like in the low nines. Like, but.
Yeah, but that's
10 miles an hour.
You're a shot runner.
Yeah, yeah.
But back in the day, you could run
10
really
miles
well.
An hour is a 6-minute mile.
Yeah, that's what. 10 minutes per mile run.
Can I say something about Cakes? So we acknowledged yesterday and today. Yesterday was Cakes' birthday, and I've always maintained this about Cakes. And I'm gonna compliment you, but I'm also gonna give.
There's
you,
a just, big buzz.
Okay? Bracing for the backhand. Sure.
This mother. His wife takes a picture of him yesterday. He looks like $1 million. Cakes.
Photogenic. I don't know what to tell you.
Now, when he does this, he's like a zero.
Yeah, of course.
She took a picture of Cakes.
Where's the picture?
Holding up my slutty brownie.
He was holding up a brownie. I don't know what he was doing.
Is this on Facebook?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I'm trying to see it as you describe it.
I don't even care. I just saw a picture of Cakes. He was in front of some food, and he looked like, I was like, he looks like built a granite or something. He looks
handsome.
Amazing. He looks like Superman.
Handsome fella.
He's handsome. He doesn't look chubby. He looks money. I take pictures Valdez is ridiculing my outfits. You know, I look sickly. He takes an incredible picture sometimes. It's not always, because when he does this.
Yeah, I've learned not to do that. Brett taught me, but Ben Affleck posts.
Dare I say that Johnny Cakes Allville sometimes is photogenic?
I would say.
Sometimes.
Most of the time.
You don't like it when we're out here.
Yeah, it
you never like that.
The angles. Yeah, see, I mean, you're going to find some bad pics.
Am I lying?
Well,
is that a good picture?
Well, that's because he looks so short in all these photos out here.
This is what one from waist up.
Yeah.
Right? So you can't see any little beer belly
or anything. He's got a dark shirt on.
His chin looks good. If you didn't know any better, you'd think he was a personal trainer.
Selling.
Come on, get a hold of yourself.
I looked at that picture yesterday and I went, look how great he looks.
Selling. Find me the picture. I got to see this picture.
Where is it?
It's on Amy's Facebook page.
Yeah. I don't know, but I'm not on Facebook. Somehow it showed up on maybe her Instagram.
Could have been Instagram.
Yeah. Somehow it showed up on my feed. I'm on Instagram. I'm not on
Facebook. Don't be jelly.
I'm a little bit jealous. Yeah, I have to say. Because I don't think he's that good looking.
Meanwhile, I ate that whole slutty brownie that I'm holding up, and then I cut half of another one and ate it.
Yeah.
And stuffed it right into my dumb face.
Hey, Draft, do you agree with me, though? He looks great there. Do you agree? He looks great
He looks pretty good. Yeah. He looks pretty good, yeah.
That's
a
great picture.
Hey, did Cakes have his slutty brownie, then a slutty Amy afterwards?
It's a good question. I like the follow up.
On your birthday. Look at all handsome.
I had to put my poker face on.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, she idolizes him. Do you agree, JB? You see the picture?
He looks good. He still got the big old bags,
Bags. Biondi looks good. It doesn't even look like him.
I mean, I think it looks like
him.
See,
here comes the backhanded portion.
It does look a little bit like an AI souped-up picture.
I believe that's unfiltered. He almost looks jacked.
Yeah, let's go.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he just looks really good in the picture.
You know what? Oftentimes, he's been ridiculed for wearing clothes that don't really fit.
Maybe. He actually has a good fit
right there.
I don't know what I'm wearing. Just look good. Don't be jelly. Don't hate.
His beard's looking good.
Haters.
Doesn't have the neck beard too much.
You're very envious.
Yeah, I don't take a good picture.
You used to be Mr. Photogenic.
Well, that was tongue-in-cheek.
I understand.
Yeah. I'm way better in person. The photo's hurting. I don't take a picture. And he takes a great picture. I don't think he's that good looking.
They might want to repaint the walls. Hurt the yellow walls.
It's fine.
Where was that? In his kitchen or something?
Yeah, kitchen into the living room.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. I was just struck by how handsome he looked.
That's very close to the Brooks Life jersey.
He's got mustard walls. I mean,
he's had that for 15, 20 years.
When I bought that house, that was a trend. I hired a lady.
It's time for a touch-up.
And she, I don't know how much I paid her, and I got 47 different colored walls in my house. I have the same thing. We're slowly changing them. That used to be a thing, colored walls. Now everything's all white. Everything's got
to
be white.
Yeah, landline phones used to be a thing, too. Yeah. We all got rid of them.
I know. Listen.
Well, somebody else is going to have to come paint it, because this guy is not. This hand will never lift a paintbrush ever again.
Mm-hmm.
This one or this one.
Do you think when you're retired, like let's say when you're 65,
when I'm ROM
7 years old, whenever you're retired, right? You wouldn't paint a room just to do something?
I will not paint a room.
What are you going to do? It's so stupid. He's going to get sea flowers every day.
Yeah. I have a million things I can think of that are better than painting a room.
Is there anything
but it's a project you feel accomplished.
I don't like doing home projects. Tennis, pickleball, poker, maybe take up golf again. A million things. Go ride a bike. Go for a run. Go for a walk.
Stare at the ocean.
Anything is better than painting and or doing yard work.
Yeah,
or any
home project. My wife is constantly crawling underneath a table to fix something.
I take pride in not doing home projects.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I take pride in it. I do feel emasculated when I live next to my guy, Kevin, who does nothing but all he does is work. He never stops working.
Yeah.
Never. And I mean never. Like if he's not doing his own contracting thing or being a realtor, he's doing stuff around his house. And I basically am just, I only see him when I'm taking out the trash. or the recycling.
Do you think do you think he just jones on you to his wife all the time?
Like, no,
because he sees you getting home at 10:45.
He and his wife are very nice. They're like the best neighbors ever.
Yeah, but I know probably still bad mouth you.
I know.
He looks at me and says, he can't do anything on his own.
Yeah.
He is a helpless loser compared to me, which I readily admit.
Yeah.
I just am. I can't fix anything. If I need help fixing something, I either call Kevin or my brother-in-law, Steve.
Or Crop.
Or, of course, Crop Metcalf. I mean, they're amazing. Sure.
Right, right.
For the real heavy-duty stuff. Yeah. I mean, here's what I can do. I can take out the trash. I can take out the recycling. I can replace an air filter. I can do all those things. Okay, but that's about where I tap out.
And of course, carbon monoxide.
Well, I'll never not be on my carbon monoxide hustle.
Yeah.
If you guys want to die from carbon monoxide poisoning, go right ahead.
Do you think you would ever get to a point where you would just travel with a portable carbon monoxide thing? Like, I know you did, but I'm in hotels a lot. You're not really in hotels a lot, but if you were in hotels a lot, do you think it would be like you would just throw it in your bag and always?
Sure.
You would do that?
I own it now. Like, why wouldn't I bring it?
Well, because my guess is you'd probably forget it the first time you put it up. Like, I'd forget it when I checked out.
I value my life. I don't want to wake up dead. So I will bring the carbon monoxide detector.
But you don't bring your...
Oh, I forgot to bring it in case I spend the night at MGM tonight.
You don't bring your, you don't bring your sleep apnea thing on the road,
Not
though.
All the time. That's where I'm willing to risk it a little bit. Yeah.
And oh my God, does he snore?
Oh, by the way.
It's unbelievable.
I had the biggest indentation on my head when I woke up this morning from my sleep apnea mask. I guess I had it strapped on too tightly.
Right.
I was brushing my teeth and it literally looked, my face looked like one of the wet bandits from Home Alone after he got hit on the head with the iron. Yeah, it was bad.
Luckily, sleep through the night with that thing?
Like a baby.
Wow.
Sleep so good.
What is that
good.
Like? You can literally sleep like 5 or 6
Just
hours in a row?
Sleep so good.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you might want to try it.
Oh, I tried it. It felt like I had a sex toy on my face.
I know. You'll get used to it.
I didn't
sound good, but I've gotten used to that feeling. Hey, this is where we are. I'm 55. What are you going
to
do?
All right, double nickels. We got to go to break.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at 1-888-EAR-POD-1
on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go anywhere. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. EB, you didn't bring this up in your entertainment page. I saw this headline. Sydney Sweeney's making Kim Kardashian and Jennifer Lopez jealous.
Mm.
Well, it's all about ADs.
Sure. Those old bags.
Their time has come and gone. Sydney Sweeney's the it girl. They just have to get used to it.
People are old. You realize we're going to watch... Now, they're going to try to, they'll do every Botox in the country. They already are. But we're going to watch those Kardashians just turn into dog-ess.
You know what, though? Their mom still looks pretty good.
She does a pretty good job.
How old is she?
She's up there, but I mean, you know, she's whatever.
What's her name? Kris Jenner?
Yeah.
She looks amazing. She just got a procedure done, and she looks like she's 50.
Yeah. I think, though,
she's 69.
I think we're going to watch the kids, the girls, we're going to watch them smash into the wall.
You just talked about a 93-year-old you were sized for.
Yeah, you're hyping up Joan.
All right, that's a one in a billion. First of all, I'm not sized for her. The thought, it makes me vomit.
You were jocking her legs.
I was just trying to say, how does that even happen? No, I think the Sydney Sweeneys or whatever, the new young it girls, the Kardashians are such old, tired news.
Stop being jelly of her. Let her have her moment.
Nobody cares.
J-Lo.
Eric just says things that aren't even true. People, of course, care about the Kardashians.
If
there's one family that's not going to run into the wall, it will be them because they're proving it decade after decade.
No, but they're gonna. There is a point of no return, I think, where unless you're just expert, where you go too far, you get too Botoxed up, and you just start to look awful. I think that's going to happen.
Kris Jenner looks amazing, so
she looks pretty good.
She actually the first picture that I punched up, and I wasn't even planning to look at her. I thought it was almost Kim Kardashian.
I think they're gonna, my theory, and maybe I'll be wrong. My theory
that's 60, like for 69, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, right. She looks fine. Well, I mean, I think they're gonna look like the cat.
You know,
lady.
It's all fake and artificial. Like, I know you're impressed by it, but
yeah,
it's not real.
Which
what
is
do you mean it's not real?
As long as it looks,
it's not real. Like it's smoke and mirrors. What she's doing it with.
What do you mean though? It's not real. Like that's it's, you're
it's
saying
just, it's just superficial.
You mean that she's done things to
yes.
her face? Okay, so Drab's hair is going to be real. He did something
yeah,
to
that's
it.
It's different. Hair is more vital and important than having a chiseled face.
I just
when
think
you're
there's
70.
A tipping point where all of a sudden the lips are going to be way too fat. they're gonna have just one too many things. We're going to see it, unless they have just have expert people.
They do.
I know. They do. They're the wealthiest of the wealthy.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Look, I agree with you. Sometimes it can look weird. Like, I thought Tom Cruise's face looked weird in the last Mission Impossible. It's a little,
hey, EB,
little puffy.
I looked solid holding up my slutty brownie. No Botox. None of it. This is all natural. Right here.
I just couldn't believe how good you look.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. A rompliment is Rob.
It is a compliment on some level. It is. I was very jealous. All right, let me ask you a question real quick. What's the most amount of Advil you could take safely?
Four at a time.
That's 800.
I'd say four at a time.
That's 800 milligrams.
Yeah.
Can you take a thousand? Can you take 1,000?
Sure.
I'm 225 pounds.
Yeah, you could take five.
You think I'd take five?
Yeah.
My son would take six before games.
Take five, and then 6 hours later, take another five.
All right.
And then six hours later,
what is the issue?
I just damaged my wrist. It's just sore, and I have to play today. I have like a match that I have to play, and it's just, I had to stop playing yesterday. I'm in pain.
You had to retire.
I had to retire mid-match. And not mid-match, but just playing. And yeah, I'm in pain, Cakes. Overuse.
I can tell.
I have an overuse issue.
Yeah. Left or right wrist?
Luckily, fortunately, left. I know why you're asking.
Left? I'm trying to think if left. If my right arm got cut off.
Yeah. Could you?
My left.
I think you could build up to
it. It would take a long time.
I think you could build up to it.
White people would be a disaster.
That's what they said. Guys in prison, that's what they would do.
Right?
Wiping?
Yes.
Yes, would be.
I don't even think I'm
that would be trouble.
When I had the torn labrum, it was devastating for that. you could not do a thorough cleaning.
Right.
With the offhand.
Need a bidet.
That's when
bidet
I needed
would have
a bidet.
Come in handy.
I did some shoddy work for a couple weeks. Yeah, I mean, you had that, right? Did you have it on your left or your right? When you had your shoulder.
It was on my left arm.
Oh, yours is your left.
Yeah.
How'd you do your left? How'd you do that? From lifting?
From lifting.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Four Advil at once, Cakes said that, and so does Google.
Does it depend on your weight, though?
Bob Goo.
I'm a little heavier than, like, 225. I probably can handle.
You're fine. You're good.
Yeah.
Four or five?
You know what Cakes always says when it comes to pills.
I know. He doesn't care about pills at all. No. He's been taking three or four at a time.
He's always double the dosage.
The minimum Advil I would ever take if I had a pain is three. Two is for children.
I took two yesterday. My wife laughed at me.
It
did nothing.
Laughable. It is laughable.
It did nothing.
Yeah. Well, it's much like the caffeine pill that he took.
I think he's had a little extra boost.
I don't know.
Do you think he's had extra boost?
He was yawning.
I was yawning in the bathroom. I might need to grab another one and stuff it in my pocket for later.
Right. Did you do? You didn't have Mar here. Did you do your smelling salts today or no? Because no Mar.
No, we only do that together.
Yeah. Valdez is out on it, right? You're not out. You're out on the daily. These guys just hitting it two or three times a show.
I don't want to do the huge one.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't blame
you. If they had the regulars, I'd do that.
The Garden variety were pretty strong, as is. I don't think you need to up the dose.
Right.
Think you're going to be okay.
All right. Well, hopefully something happens here. We saw Rossini had something about trade interest. We had the Steelers report yesterday. Hopefully they don't trade his ass, Cakes.
Yep. Hopefully
I don't think it's
going to
happen.
Let's go,
I think
Terry.
Tomorrow's going to be a lot like today.
Yep.
All right. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.